Rod. My guest is Vicki Davis. Her website, channelingreality.com, 800-313-9443 is the number. I hated to interrupt you, Vicki. When we went to that quick break, you were talking about the environmentalists had teamed up with utility companies.
Yeah.
So please continue.
We left them a cliffhanger on that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Okay, so they teamed up with a scheme whereby the utilities would not build power plants, but instead would make more money by conserving and by implementing efficiency methods.
Okay.
Implementing efficiency. And so if you think about that, that turns our whole economic model on its head, because power, electric power, electric generation is the first input to a modern economy. And so now, rather than them making money by selling electricity, they'll be making their money by conserving electricity. And so, which means that they're going to charge more for less.
Yeah.
Bottom line, more for less. And so, the Environmental Defense Fund was a computer systems analyst and lawyer. There was a former EPA director involved in that, William Ruckelshaus, who actually started the environmental, he was a co-founder of the Environmental Defense Fund. So they're all insiders. And the thing is that this is all done at a level that, you know, newspapers don't cover this kind of stuff because it doesn't bleed. You know,
yeah, if it leads, it bleeds.
Yeah.
And nobody want, they don't want to read it anyway. All they want to know, you know, I had the sports station on, and I think reason why I end up turning on the sports station, Vicki, is because at least you know they're going to be talking about sports. You know what I'm saying? It's not somebody else, some talking head who's supposed to be telling you the truth, but all he's doing is hustling you. At least you know what you're getting when you get, you know what I mean, when you're listening to sports. And I'm listening to some guy, all heartbroken over the Philadelphia Eagles coach and all this crap around here, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy seems like, you know, oh, he lost his best friend. And I was thinking, if only you would have that kind of emotion and understanding how unhappy you're really going to be when you realize how you're going to be living in a green ghetto.
Yeah.
And your kids will be slaves. And they'll have 5 gallons of water a day. How's that going to make you happy? That's going to be a lot more upsetting than who leads the Philadelphia football team.
Right. And that's what drives me, because when you're talking about implementing efficiency as the number one priority, and you carry it out to the extremes, it gets vicious. And as a matter of fact, I sent out an email, a friend in Oklahoma, Amanda Teagarden, sent out a news bulletin saying that there was a radio program, and I forget which program it was, but it was talking about the health care reform, and they are implementing the, quote, death panels.
Yeah, I know the one she's talking about. In fact, I had gotten that from somebody else the other day, and it was someone who had called into Mark Levin's radio show. Actually, who the gentleman was a neurosurgeon. And that he had just come from a meeting in D.C., and that at that meeting they talked about how after age 70, if you needed neurosurgical intervention, say you present in the ER with a bleed, an aneurysm in your brain, blue, or, you know, you've got some bleed or you had a stroke, they're not going to provide service to you. You're going to get comfort care. Because you're going to have to reheat the neurosurgeon who would be the one they'd call at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got news for you. That's who you'd be calling. Well, he won't be able to operate until they get approval from this group of bureaucrats who won't be trained healthcare professionals. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. I'll finish telling you that story when we come back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Maggie Rodden is my name. Vicki Davis is my guest. Don't change that dial.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Call in number 800-313-9443. My guest, Vicki Davis, her website is channelingreality.com. And I wanted to quickly finish what I was saying about this neurosurgeon. So after age 70, what they referred to human beings as were units. And the units would not be receiving neurological, neurosurgical intervention if they presented into the ER with a bleed or, you know, the aneurysm and they recognize it on a CAT scan and they can intervene before it blows, that kind of thing. Oh, well, you're SOL, you're going to take the little pill. You'll get comfort care, which really wouldn't be any comfort at all, would it, to know you would be left to die, essentially. Because when the aneurysm blows, you're done like a duck's dinner. I got news for you, so... How's that, huh? So there really are death panels. Not that we anticipated there wouldn't be. Yeah, I think half of us figured out that there really would be. But, yeah, they won't be able to provide services. They'll have to get approval, and they won't get a group of people together at 2 o'clock in the morning to make decisions on your life. Vicki Davis, at age 70 plus one day.
It won't be just people that are 70, because I'll tell you what, the nationalized medical records system that they are implementing as part of healthcare reform will mean that even the 911 operator will have your medical records. And what they'll do probably, and I'm saying probably because I'm a systems analyst and I know how they've designed this system, and I know what their objective is. It's efficiency, and when you consider all of the things, What they'll probably do is have an algorithm decision table, and they will the system will evaluate the level of care that, you're to get, even if you're 5 years old, because it will all be based on a cost-benefit analysis of you as a person and your contribution to the society, to the community. Are you a negative? Are you a negative, a liability to the community, or are you an asset? And so, and that's how you get into the inhumanity of the systems that they are implementing, maximizing efficiency.
Man's inhumanity to man.
On a level never before seen in the history of mankind, because they never had the reach and the capability that they will have with the computer systems that they are implementing. And that's why I say there was an administrative coup d'etat, because they redesigned our government in a corporate structure. And so they looked at the totality of all government systems. So you have these kinds of systems being that were designed and being installed now that cover the full range of government functions. So you've got health care, education, you have natural resource management, you have your U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA and their farm-to-table system and the NAIS animal tracking and Real ID, which is people tracking, and the Transportation Department with their police surveillance systems and their involvement in the enhanced 911 system, which, of course, you know, you have accidents on the highway. They call the emergency people, the 911. So 911 is hooked into the healthcare system and is automatically, of course, linked into the decision system for your worth as a human being.
Well, you'd be triaged from your phone call.
Yes. Yeah,
that's essentially what they do. You'd like thumbs up, okay, she's good to go. We might give her a little care. Thumbs down. Just move her over to the side of the road.
Yeah, give her a shot of morphine. Let her lay.
Yeah, exactly. If they would even give you any morphine, they might say, she doesn't. She seems to be unconscious. She's not feeling any pain. And oh well, let's conserve our morphine for someone who will benefit.
Yeah. Well, but just a little extra will, you know, and then we can get out of here and save 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it sounds so kind of, surreal, like this really isn't happening. But then, when it's funny, Vicki, because when you think back to some of those movies they made, like Logan's Run, where you couldn't live past age 30, and Soylent Green, where they were actually making the human beings into food. They claimed it was some kind of an algae from the ocean or something. Soylent Green and Soylent Blue were all made from, I don't know, the ocean. It was plant food or some crap like that, and it was really human beings that the people were being fed. And it seems so preposterous. Or that Escape from New York movie where the people are locked into this ghetto. But it isn't preposterous at all, is it?
Well, no, because the environmentalists, they're fake environmentalists, but they have a design for a closed-loop system, which is the significance of the sustainable, independently sustainable community as a closed-loop system. And, you know, when you start looking at that, then you see, well, yeah, there really are people who have proposed reusing water in a closed-loop system. And I know Dr. Parker on the Saturday or Sunday program, he's talked about that toilet to tap program, which is actually recycling water. So there really are people who are that insane, and they say that they can do that, you know, clean the water enough so that you can then reuse it. But I don't think they can, but it will serve a purpose of, it probably will cause some people to die, and that serves the purpose also.
Well, yeah, and you know, anybody with weakened immune systems, and you're young and you're older, the most susceptible to all of these aberrations, they're the first ones to go anyway, just, you know, because they're the weaker among us.
Yeah, and I know it all sounds crazy, but, you know, I would never in my wildest dreams come up with something like this on my own, because it's too monstrous to even consider. I read it, you know, at these sites, and I listened to these groups of experts as they get together. You know, there's a woman named Susan Densler, and she's the one that always facilitates the meetings of these healthcare officials as they get together. And what she's doing is facilitating them into a new way of thinking of about medicine and healthcare. And of course, they never present the picture as it truly is, speaking in real language like I do. Everything is couched in terms, in different terms. But, you know, as you research and read and learn, you begin to be able to translate what they're saying into actually what they are doing. And so she one program that I watched her facilitate was on new ways of doing medicine, you know, which is by chemistry. I think that was the one. But anyway, the idea of the new way of doing medicine is that you will have team care. The team will be comprised of a group of physicians, but your interaction is going to be with a nurse practitioner or a physician's assistant who will use a computer decision support system. And if need be, then interact with a physician, because they plan on going to a system whereby they can analyze your body condition strictly by the chemistry. Well, that means what they're really talking about is DNA. They'll be looking not only at whatever your levels are for disease, but also your DNA and your propensity for developing a disease. And so then you get into the whole area of pretreatment to stop a condition that might develop. Well, that's totally 100% experimental.
Sure.
Because just because you have a propensity for some disease doesn't mean that you'll ever develop it.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So a big part of the healthcare redesign is to use the population for applied DNA research, because they will have the nationalized medical records. All the information is there. It's available. And in these health information exchanges, that are the repositories for your medical records, those records will be available to healthcare researchers.
Hang on, Vic. We got to go to break, and then we'll take a couple callers when we come back. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Vicki Davis is my guest this morning. ChannelingReality.com is her website. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Rodney in Illinois, Mike in Chicago. I'll take your calls when we come back. Don't change that dial, everybody.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And let's go to Rodney in Illinois. Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Maggie, and hello, Vicki.
Hi.
Hi.
The next time you look up in the sky and you see chemtrails crisscrossing, don't think of them as chemtrails. See them as the wire mesh on the lid of the laboratory rat cage that we all live in.
Oh, I like that. I like that as an analogy because that really is what's being built for us.
Yes.
That is.
I had a question about utilities. Sorry to take you back to that topic, but I took a cold call from a telephone solicitor a few weeks ago, and this lady was representing utility companies, encouraging me to shop around. And she was explaining that here in Illinois we've been deregulated and we could, you know, had a choice. Well, this particular call was about business accounts. We discovered that I didn't have a business utility account, but I kept her on the phone. We talked about a number of things. I told her I talked to her about smart meters, and she hadn't heard about it, and gave her some hints there, and found out she was calling from San Antonio, and we were talking about utility rates, and she said, well, there in Illinois, you're probably paying about 5.5 cents a kilowatt hour. She said, but down here we're paying 11 cents residential. And I said, well, that's really strange. What's the explanation? And she said, well, we've been deregulated for 11 years, and you've only been deregulated for just a few years. And, it reminds me of that song that says, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. But, you know, in this case, it's meet the new regulation, same as the old regulation, only it's worse.
Yeah, well, and that goes back to the idea of deregulation of the utilities, but also at the same time creating smaller local generation facilities that feed into the utility. But what they're doing actually, in point of fact, is setting up a virtual electricity market whereby everybody will buy from a centralized market. Because what they're doing is really a logical kind of system, because these small cogeneration facilities will never be able to replace the big utility companies with the mass distribution. So if you were to switch over, it would work kind of like you might save some money initially, but through the economies of scale, that a small producer, first of all, they're not reliable, and secondly, they, as they grow, they have to increase their prices, but they actually can't meet the price of the big utility. So what they've done is they've set up kind of a phony market, you know, where these small producers can then buy from the big utilities. So it's kind of like a parasitic system being used in order to break up the big utilities, because these environmentalists don't really want you to have electricity. Because electricity uses resources, supposedly degrades the environment, and the idea is to stop all degradation of the environment regardless of the cost. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
The environmentalists, I'm afraid, are useful idiots in the grand scheme of things. But to just a step back toward the medical issues, the Obamacare, it sounds to me like this, even including the medical, the utilities, the energy. Water, everything, I think, can be tied together at one central hub, and it's a high-tech eugenics program that the elite, who feel that the masses are too stupid to manage their own lives, and they are endowed by some, superior power, that they are, the divine right to be the ones in charge. And we all, just need to get happy and get along with, just get used to it. But on the subject of the 911 connection, there's another host on RBN. He's Saturday nights, 9 to 11. His name's Jerry Kirk. And he's done some extensive research on the 911 connection, how that use of that system penetrates your lives. And Vicky, he's very generous with his time. He's very, very knowledgeable. And I would encourage you to give him a call just on that one subject alone. And I think you would find it very enlightening and perhaps useful in your research.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll look into it. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Perhaps the board op could give you his home number.
Rodney, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We'll be right back, everybody. We've got to go to a quick 3-minute break. We'll return in 3 minutes. Mike in Chicago will take you when we come back. Don't change that dial, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to advertise your business or service on this network, get in touch with us, 800-724-2719. RepublicBroadcasting.org is our website, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is our address. You can find us on Facebook, Republic Broadcasting Network, Twitter, RBN Live. I am on Facebook and Twitter as well. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. My guest this morning, Vicki Davis, her website with tons and tons and tons of info is ChannelingReality.com. And we have another caller, Vic, that let's go to Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Maggie. Very good show as usual. Besides the Marisol, the mercury in the vaccines, I was going to ask your guest, is there an agenda with the vaccines, and has that agenda, if there is an agenda, been effective? And does 5% of the world's population have 99% of the wealth? And is there a link between that and sustainability?
Well, I can't answer the question about the vaccines. I have my own opinion, but I'm not involved in healthcare in any way other than that I have worked on systems that have to do with healthcare insurance and things like that. So I'm very afraid of the vaccines, to tell you the truth. I can't see a single reason in the world why they would need to have mercury in them. Now, as far as the 5%, going back to, 1972, the Stockholm Declaration, and the concept that developing countries developed at the expense of the developing countries, and the global decision at the UN level that stated effectively that the developed countries were using too many resources and they were doing it at the expense of the developing countries. They came up with, in 1973, the new International Economic Order, whereby the developed countries would just have to give over everything to the undeveloped countries. And that's where you get, you know, another flip where you have the expertise of the developed countries being given to people who supposedly never had an opportunity because they were oppressed or suppressed or whatever. And we have those programs even in our own country, you know, where so it's called the equity or social justice or something like that, whereby the people, whether they're qualified or not, are being put into positions that they are not, haven't been well represented in the past. Now, one program that I saw, one guy that I saw, supposedly was a migrant farm worker, and with a little bit of assistance going through community college, he made it all the way up to Harvard to become a brain surgeon. I'm not kidding. You can go to C-SPAN Book TV and do a search there. Look for a brain surgeon or migrant farm worker. And supposedly now, but they have him in, not in a position where he's doing surgery on people. He's in a teaching position.
Yeah.
You know, but they expect you to believe this crud. And what I call them are the pretenders, because they really are not qualified to be in the position that they're in, but because of this social justice thing, they have been put into these positions, and then they become the dog or the pony in the dog and pony show to demonstrate how anybody can make it in America. All you got to do is just do a little, you know, work hard at it. So, and we're supposed to believe all this, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I'm going to comment on that. Mike, do you have anything else you want to add?
Well, it just sounds like we're going into a socialist republic, a global one, and it just seems like we're going to be, you know, gears in a wheel, you know, and we're not human, we're it, you know, we're not even, you know, there could be people at the top, like professors, that believe that we're less than animals, you know.
Well, they do believe that, Mike, though that's not an outrageous statement, what you're saying. This is what these people think. They think they walk a step above the rest of us, that they are the illustrious intelligentsia, they are the smart ones, and they need to make decisions for us because we are not capable of making our own decisions. They really do think that we are lower than pond scum.
Absolutely. Great show as usual, Maggie, and God bless both of you.
Thanks,
thank you,
Mike. You know, it's funny you mentioned the social justice crap because I had my dog is in heart failure, and I just discovered that over the weekend, and I had her at the vet, and around here they actually have dogs or the veterinarians who specialize in one's neurology, see strictly animals for neurological problems, you know, heart, cardiology, you know, blood dysplasia, skin and disorders, orthopedics, size, you know, the whole nine yards. It's kind of wild. I never knew there was just vets who did nothing but specialize. They're specialists anyway. So they have cardiologist at this veterinary group that I take the dog to, and my other dog had seen the cardiologist there years ago, and I really liked him. He was a good, smart guy, and So the doctor said to me on the weekend, well, we have a new cardiologist. I said, well, how long has she been working here? And he said, oh, about 3 years. He said, you know, she's new school. The other guy is kind of old school. You know, they got different styles. And I said to her, I know it's not politically correct. I said, listen, I said, what I'm interested in is the one who graduated at the top of their class. I'm not interested in the bedside manner. I'm not interested in anybody who got to where they are because of affirmative action, but because they got there because they actually deserved it, because they were the smartest ones there, and I just don't really care anymore. Vicki, I'm just going to call a spade and a ho a ho. Social justice be damned. The reality is you want the best brain surgeon taking care of you, don't you?
Right. Well, and that's kind of what's happened to our country. You know, there was a movie called The Idiocracy, and it was about a guy who was in the military, and they did an experiment on him. They put him through... they froze him, I guess, for, I don't know, how many years, 100 years or something. When he thawed out, it was a completely different world, and he had been just an average guy in average IQ in his current time, but in the future time, he was the smartest man in the world. And that's kind of where we're headed, because They've turned everything upside down. I mean, you know, if you just start with energy, and they are paying more for less. They don't want you to use it. They're going to control and restrict everything. They're implementing maximum efficiency in the country. Well, you eliminate all of your redundancies, and theoretically, the computer can replace your expert. And so you don't need quality people who can operate without a computer, because you can take a lesser quality person, and with the aid of a computer, they can replace your expert. And so when you have cost savings and maximum efficiency of resources, it's a game of attrition. And so rather than growth, you're making money on attrition, which flips everything upside down.
Well, look at how, you know, and I say this often, and I've had people on, Beverly Ekman and Charlotte Thompson Iserby on my show, people who've really been deeply involved in the whole educational system. But look at how that we've got this deliberate dumbing down of kids, and you look at the way they sit in a classroom, and there's no individuality. They don't sit at a separate desk, and they don't work on their own. They're all collected. They're all combined together in little groups. They put a smart kid in with the kids who aren't so smart, and hoping that some of the stuff, the work that the smart kid does, well, of course, the kids who aren't so smart get credit as well, even though they couldn't do the work. You know, and it's not designed to make sure that the smartest rise to the top, because that's where they belong, but it's to equalize everything and drop it down to the lowest common denominator, not yes. Elevate everybody to be the best that they can be. And, you know, it makes me so angry when I read all this crap about the educational system and how much money they want to dump here, and they're going to bring in another board, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. And, you know, like in Trenton, they spend $30,000 a year per student, $30,000. And no one ever stops to look at the curriculum. In fact, I sent I can't think of her name. She was the D.C. school superintendent. You know who I'm thinking about?
Yes, the Chinese lady.
Yeah, yeah. And I actually sent her something. She wrote back to me. I said, well, you ought to read what Charlotte Thompson Iserby wrote about the deliberate dumbing down of America. If you're really interested in fixing the school system, the problem lies within the curriculum. And she had never heard of her, so I sent her information on her. Of course, she never wrote back to me. But you can't say you weren't told. But, you know, I mean, I listen to all these Band-Aid approaches. Let's dump more money, blah, 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 blah. Listen, all the kids need is a blackboard and a piece of chalk, don't they? And a pencil and a piece of paper, and you can teach them everything they need to know.
Yeah,
just
well,
makes me crazy.
Well, you're right about that. They want absolute uniformity. And
yep.
If you look at the redesign of the school system, integrated with workforce development, that's where the public-private partnership comes in, and they have socialize the costs and privatize the profits. So you have a situation where the taxpayers are paying for worker training, quote-unquote, through federal programs, and it's called workforce development. So every place you see the economic development committees and whatever, you will have workforce development. And they have redesigned the schools such that the students will pick a career either in the sixth grade or the 10th grade or perhaps the eighth grade, I'm not sure. But anyway, they will receive worker training in K through 12. And they begin actually teaching worker skills in kindergarten. Now, if people are interested in researching this, they should look for scans. And on my website, on the left-hand side, I have a section there called Debbie's Education Links or something like that. Debbie Niwa has done just tremendous research in the area of education. She works with Charlotte Iserbeet on different projects. And the idea of the schools is not to educate. It is to indoctrinate and socialize.
Yep.
And so what we will be doing is mass-producing workers. So, the idea is not to educate the children. It is to produce a worker with a particular mindset for sustainability. And so all of our children are being indoctrinated with this whole green community ideology.
One of those kids programs, and I was mentioning this the other day, one of the kids programs that is on television, he has this whole program that the kids can participate in. It's like be a socket soldier and monitor how many appliances are plugged into the socket, and then you can go online and you can track how many are plugged in, and you can talk to your mom and dad about curbing the car and walking to the store instead, or you can time how many minutes does mom idle the car. And then you can tell her, oh, it's not good to idle the car, mom and dad. Well, you know, it's funny because I remember, Vicki, about 4 or 5 years ago, reading about some town in Connecticut that made it illegal to idle the car for more than like 3 minutes, I think it was. And I thought, what the hell? You're sitting in the car with Granny, and it's, January 20th, and it's 20 degrees out. Don't you think you want to have the engine running to stay warm? Oh, well, that's illegal now. And, of course, I didn't know anything about you at Agenda 21 at the time. I just thought these people were stupid. Morons.
I know. Well, in the early 90s, I bought my nephew a program to teach him math. You know, he was just starting school. He might have been in, like, the first grade or something like that. And because I had seen an education program that was done by IBM, and it was teaching poetry, and it was just fabulous. It had, who's that black actor with the beautiful, deep voice? I can't remember his name. But
the one who played the president in that series? The one who played the... Oh, James Earl Jones. Somebody said
yes.
James Earl Jones. Is it James Earl Jones? Okay, there you go.
Yes. Yes, and he was reading this poem, and the program had the whole history of the time that it was written. It had information about the author. It had just everything about that poem, the meaning of the poem, about the actor that was reading the poem, and just everything you could possibly think of that a child might want to know. So, when I saw that program, I thought education software, this is awesome. This is incredible. So I bought a math program for my nephew, and the whole, first two lessons were about recycling. supposedly under the idea of, getting stuff to the trash can, And, you know, but then they included information about recycling. And I thought, well, what the heck is this? You know,
I
thought he was going to be learning math. I didn't know he was going to, you know, that this was an indoctrination program.
Well, I had watched this YouTube video of a woman who started to do research into how they were teaching math. And in one of the math textbooks, there were like 52 pictures in the math textbook. I mean, not graphs or anything like that. I mean, these were, you know, colored pictures took up the whole page.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so, and that makes the point that they are really not educating the students.
No. Nope, not at all. Listen, we got to go to the final break of the show, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Vicki Davis is my guest. Don't change the dial. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Hey, this is Maggie Rod. This is the Unsolicited Opinion here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We've only got a couple minutes left. Vic, we got another caller. We'll grab him real quick. You've got 30 seconds, Barrett, to make your point or ask your question. Go ahead, Barrett in Idaho.
Yes, I just have a comment. There's a really good book out there. It's called Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, and they talk about the educational system in there, about how they put bells in between periods. Gets you used to, you know, like you know, working at a factory or something like that, you know, and you don't really stay in one room. It's a really good book. And the educational system is really a joke. I mean, it's police state.
Yeah, Fleshing Out
anyway,
Skull and Bones is the name of it, Barrett?
I forgot the author's name. I forgot the author's name, but I'm sure if you Googled it, it would show up.
Yeah, probably come up. Okay, thanks for calling, Barrett. I appreciate it. Thank you. Vicki, have you ever heard of that book that Barrett references?
No, I haven't. But speaking of books, there is a book that came out, and so everybody who's been called a conspiracy theorist doesn't need to duck anymore. There's a book called Sovereignty or Submission. And the subtitle on it is, Will Americans Rule Themselves or Be Ruled by Others?
Oh.
The author is John Font, and I found out about it, a friend actually sent me a link to a review that was all posted on the Wall Street Journal website.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's no longer global governance, and I don't know how much they go into the technocratic agenda, but of course, the whole idea of global governance is the ability to have one is because of the internet and telecommunications systems. So I don't know how they could avoid mentioning it. But it's cats out of the bag. You know, anybody that calls you a conspiracy theorist, buy them a copy of that book.
Yeah, there you go. I prefer conspiracy nut job myself. But.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not a theory; it's the reality, and you know, so people are going to have to deal with it. I think.
Well, sooner or later they're going to, because sooner or later everybody's going to get that something's up. Sooner or later.
Well, I wish somehow I could have people see what I see as the future of their children, because if they did, if they saw the future that I see, they would rise up and put a stop to this right now.
Oh, I know. It's all we can keep doing is trying, right, Vic? Keep putting them information out there, talking about it, and maybe enough people will get it. I'm hoping so. That's what I hope for every day.
Yeah, I do too. I look for signs every day that, you know, the scales are tipping back towards sanity.
Yeah, boy, because we certainly are around insanity now, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, it's amazing. Vicki, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. I love your website, channelingreality.com. I love what you have to say. It's so important that people hear what you're saying. Get it. Get the big picture.
Well, thank you for having me, Maggie.
Thanks, Vicki. I appreciate it. Everybody, Vicki Davis, channelingreality.com. Go there. In fact, while she was talking, I looked at that one link she had mentioned about education. So check that out. Hey, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. You got to keep your chin up. We've got people like Vicki Davis in the world who are fighting for you and I, so don't lose heart. I know that's difficult to do. I truly do. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. Deanna Spingola is next, so don't change that dial, and I'll be back tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Chin up.
It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Somewhere.